And no one was found worthy in heaven to open up the seven seals. No one was found worthy on earth. The Bible cannot lie. And no one was found worthy underneath the earth. It doesn't talk about the dead. It doesn't talk about Sheol. It talks about another human race. The North Pole is the seventh continent. How many continents did you study it in geography? There's a hidden one. That's why Vladimir Putin has made a base there. Because there's a tunnel that goes underneath from the North Pole. What is the flag of United Nations? Do you see Africa? Do you see Africa, North, South America, Australia on it? You only see the North Pole. Come on, remember. Go Google it. You will see something very strange. It's not they put the seventh continent, which has a portal and a physical entrance to underneath the earth. And then now, the cross is pointing where? East, west, underneath the earth, and heavenwards. And when the Bible says, carry your cross and follow me, what is God saying? East and west, go preach and separate. My gospel will separate people from their sins as far as the east is from the west. And you'll be graced to overcome and overpower things underneath the earth. And you will rise in power into heaven. And the cross will give you a highway to heaven, highway to things underneath the earth, the east and the west. You'll separate people from your sins as you preach the gospel. Carry the cross and follow me. It's not like, you know, we carry the cross to follow Christ as we suffer. No, we are not there to suffer. We are there to separate as far as the east is from the west, deliverance through preaching and the demonstration of power by the Spirit. And then we subdue powers underneath the earth. And then we've got a highway to heaven. Oh. Can I give this church a nickname? This is Jesus Fontaine. Yeah, we are at Jesus Fontaine. I always say, what does it Blue Fontaine? And it was Blues who were giving names. Can I tease you? The nickname of this church is Jesus Fontaine, where Jesus is revealed. You know, I feel so nice to reveal who Christ is. Every time when I stand here, I feel like every time when I go out, I'll say, hey, I'm from Jesus Fontaine. Tell a neighbor, welcome to Jesus Fontaine. We are in, you know, there's Rand Fontaine, there's all this Fontaine. I don't know what does Fontaine mean. And I just decided to say, hi. Fountain, eh? Yeah, this one is Jesus Fontaine. Fountain. Where are you going to gather? Which church is that, Jesus Fontaine? Now, listen very carefully. I want you to understand this very well. I want you to understand this very well. Now, what have you just seen? How many times on the physical body of Christ did he got wounded? Seven times. The first wounds came from the thorny crown. Second one, not here. Romans missed it. Da Vinci missed it. It's not here. It's between the bones here. Right? Da Vinci wrote it the wrong way. And that one is not Jesus. It's Caesar Borgia. He's in hell. Don't put that guy there. Don't put that guy on your wall. You see that guy from Italy? The one who's like this. He's still going to deceive many. Read the Bible. Read the Bible where it open up, oh speller, where it says, I saw a beast with a wound of a sword. Get that one you've put for Jesus. It's not Jesus, that one is a beast. It's like this. It's like Michael Jackson dancing for Thriller.
Look at him, he looks spooky, that one. He's still going to shock and shake. The Bible says he's even going to deceive the elect. This cut of such. Have you seen Michael Jackson starting on a thriller? He looked like that one. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Read it for us.
Yes.
Because of the signs, it was given power to perform on behalf of the first beast. It deceived the inhabitants of the earth.
He
ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was ruled by the sword and the
beast. You know, and yet lived. Who's this beast that is wounded by the sword? Christ was pierced by the sword. The beast was wounded by the sword. And he will deceive many. How? I saw an image of a beast with a wound on the sword. You know, when days get darker prior to the end time, a man will call himself God, and they will portray the image of Christ like this, the one you put in your house. And the Bible says the beast will cause the beast on the image to live again, meaning the Christ will come out of the image. That's why two angels, when he ascended, they said one thing. Why, you men of Galilee, are you looking at him? Exactly the way he has left earth is how he will return. Why did the angels say that? Because they know Vatican will do this thing. And a beast will come out with a wound. And the Bible says, and even the elect will be deceived. We agree with that. The image, the beast on the image with a wound on the sword. And when it came back to life. The great? It's the same. Read it again for me.
Because of the sign which was given to perform on behalf of the first
beast. This beast was wounded by the sword and yet lived. He's going to come out from an image. What does the Bible say about image? Don't worship anything in heaven, including any image. Because the Bible is clear about deception. That's why Jews don't believe in Christianity. Because we can place an image we don't even know its agenda on our walls. That's why they believe we are Confucianists. Jews. They are taught very well on idolatry and paganism. And they believe it's paganism that which we follow. That says where Jesus said, you did not believe in me. There's another one who will come in my name. You'll believe in him more than me. It was Jesus saying that. And you'll see the reason why they had to have a conference or a council meeting. A conference where they gave Yahuwah Amashiach the name Jesus. And the name Jesus got more famous than the jury Yahuwah Amashiach. But you can't rob God. You can't. You can't rob God. Can I shock you? 2019, Jews discovered something in the human DNA. You know about it? a code they found, and they discovered that the code is written in Hebrew. And when they wrote and broke it down in Hebrew, it was Yahweh inside each a human being DNA. It's written in Hebrew, not in English, not in Greek. It's inside you. God left his signature on it. In it. Prachtig. I got it right. I got it right. Who's this one from New Zealand? Who's this one? The one from New Zealand. I was reading his article. The one who came here from our partner from New Zealand. Yes, I sent him prachtig. He thought I'm talking about a tuck. Plus tuck. Read it.
Matthew 24:5.
Listen to what Jesus is saying. There's a coming revolution. It's going to be used by the TikTok generation. You see this TikTok thing? Yeah. It's going to release a TikTok generation from your grandchildren who are going to defy calling him Jesus. They'll just start saying we want to call him with the Hebrew name. Can I shock you? There are great men and women of God who prayed for revival. And many people don't understand, don't see how God answers a revival. When God answers a revival, couples get busy and children get conceived. There's a generation of TikTok of your grandchildren. They know everything. You can't hide anything from them. And they don't need a library. And you can't tell them lies. From, you know, if you want to see that this is a revival generation, lock your phone and give it to your grandchild. You'll be shocked that data is gone. He has just bought games. Am I lying? That's a generation that will stand to say, we are enough. We are no longer going to call him Jesus Christ. We want to use his original name. You know why? Because the Bible says the name of the Lord, at the sound of his name, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. Now, this has destroyed a lot of things in the kingdom of darkness. When the early church prayed, the devil had to bow and worship and confess his Lord, until the devil came with a plan that if we can change the name, we will stop bowing down every time when they pray. Is there any church that you know of which is more powerful than the early church? There's no such a church. What made them powerful? They did not use the name Jesus Christ. They used the name Yahweh Mashiach. You know, I love British. I love their culture. I love their economy. I love their politics. But British are naughty. Very much naughty. If you want to see how naughty British are, study King James. And after finishing studying King James, to the original Hebrew version of the Bible, you'll agree with me that these guys are naughty. Some verses in King James gives direction to cigarette Freemasonry lodges where they are. Ask you a little bit. Now, listen very carefully. He's Yahweh Mashiach. They deleted it. And he said, others will come in my name and you'll believe in them. Who's that one? Caesar Bojiu. Who's Caesar Bojiu? That picture of the Jesus Christ you've put in your house is of Caesar Borgia, son of Pope Alexander. He said, I want to honor my son. And Caesar Borgia was a womanizer, a tzotzi. And he said, from today onwards, you are Jesus Christ. He was a hoha. He's in hell. Don't be amazed if you can mess up and go to hell to find Jesus there crying and saying, my God, forgive me. And when you look at him, ah, this is the Jesus Christ I worshipped. Jesus, what do you want here? Maybe he'll answer you in Zulu, that, hey, Wingozi. It's tough. It's Caesar Borgia, that one. It's not Jesus Christ. And then the echo of his sound caused a lot of distraction in the kingdom of darkness. And the devil realized, hey, for the kingdom to be established, the first thing we must destroy is the name. The first thing that we must destroy is the name. The next generation of people will forget, will not even remember who was his name. But now, 2019, Jewish scientists discovered and is authenticated the name Yahweh. Not Hot, not Mudimu, not Mudzimu, not Shikwembo, not God. Yahweh. Encrypted inside the DNA of the human race. And you must remember one thing. The reason why 666 must be placed here. Isn't it 666? It's not just a tattoo on your forehead or on your hand. It's going to come with a nano battery. That's why they put it on warm places. You are warm here and you are warm here. So that it recharges the battery. The agenda, so that it deletes the name of the Lord inside your DNA. This is getting scary. Now, what is the way forward? Once we know who Christ is, it will be easy to flow in his grace, in his power, in his glory. And it will be easy for us to flow in the prophetic. The anchor of everything is Jesus Fontaine. Praise the Lord that we are here in where? Jesus Fontaine. Now, you got to understand the nature of the church, eh? The nature of the church. You got to understand the nature of the church. There are two things we need to understand. You are not in church to stay and wait for your death to go to heaven. No. You are in the church to be promoted to move into the kingdom while you are still alive. It's just that we don't have great teachers of the word. Now, why did you came to church? The church must teach you how to transcend into the kingdom. Now, let's go to people who are working for the kingdom of darkness in their different spheres. Which kingdom do they serve? The kingdom of darkness. Now, where are you? You are in a church. What is church? Church is a place. It's a hospital in its nature. That admitted a lot of patients. Some wants to deliver. Some are not mentally well. Some are, you know, some are broken. They've got broken ribs. Is it? That's all of us. That's the reason why I get so confused when a person expects church people to be perfect. What perfection are you talking about? Because everyone is a patient here. Some are not mentally well. And those who are mentally not well, they love the prophetic. I'm telling you the truth. I'm in the prophetic. I know. People who are not intellectually balanced here, in the realm of the spirit, they love, can I prophesy? They love these prophetic things. And you will see them get confusion. Or, hey, upstairs it looks like something. Some screws are not okay.
prophetically, those people who are into,
hey, I'm a prophet. It's not right to say this if you're not a prophet. I'm a prophet. I'm into the deep prophetic. I must say it. I've observed it in 24 years of full-time into the ministry. Many people who don't balance here run into the prophetic. And you know, they are so intelligent that we give them pulpits and regret later.
What happened to this guy? Those guys, I don't know. They've got this grace of favor overnight. When they rise up, everybody loves them. You will see, when they mess up everything bit by bit, that, oh, this one needs a psychiatric attention of the weight. Why is he doing like this?
Am I lying?
If you want to destroy a church, switch off discernment and give a prophetic person the pulpit. He's going to impress all of you in 9 months and destroy all of you in 9 days.
9 days are enough.
They build confidence. You know, they look like thugs. You see, high criminal units.
They come in. Hey, why are you looking at me like that?
I'm telling you the truth.
Anybody who prophesies, ne, you must understand one thing. Church is a hospital. You must pray for discernment whether did he pass the psychiatric attention or is just one of those. They, I don't know what to say. When they start getting crazy, they get crazy around the prophetic.
You look at them first. You will see. Yeah, this one and these people can destroy a sound. What?
Fellowship. One of the greatest discernment. The first instincts of discernment in the prophetic. You must discern how does he teach the word. First. Then you must start to psychoanalyze.
Anamu.
You see? A prophet must give you an intimacy with Christ on the word. You must start loving the word before you love him. Now, a psychiatric one, you love him first and over love him and extra love him. I don't know what the devil gives them to bind all of these people to follow them. But it's like the devil, and they are gifted, those people. You got to understand how the church operates. This is a prophetic church. I'm teaching you as a prophet on discernment and its power. A man can be risen in Polokwane, 5,000-10,000 people will follow him. And when he falls, it's like he never existed. Is it not true?
Yes.
And the secret thing that we must do is check his prayer life. Is he praying? Now, before that, after that, check his fasting life. Does he fast? Because, you know, the more you move into prayer, is the more God comes to you. And the more God comes to you, he doesn't reveal himself like, I am Holy Spirit, baby. No. He reveals his word in an amazing way that you even start forgetting to eat. You lose appetite, literally. Ask Dokheri. Dokheri is the one who will even check my hands because of fasting. I was not fasting because I'm in trouble. I was fasting because I'm getting scary revelation. That's the reason why when I preach to you, I'm not just preaching to you. I'm sharing my experiences and encounters with the Lord. That when I was without food for 90 days, Holy Spirit was teaching me who Jesus is. That's where you must... I'm teaching you to discern prophets. The first thing you must look at, and they've got... True prophets have this thing of revealing an ordinary verse in a very outstanding way. That will shock you. Every time when you come out of the service, you will say, that was amazing. That was shocking. He was explaining his secret moment with Christ. in prayer they are like this. And Christ or the Holy Spirit or God, when they come to them, they don't just, hey, be my son, you are my beloved. They don't do that. They teach them the word. They teach them the word. They feed them with the word. When they go back to church, you won't say, hey, but he looks like a prophet. You'll just say, a prophet of God has just dissected the word for me. All prophets are known of their encounters in the secret place of the Most High. That's where everything starts. I believe this marks the end. But I feel there's Jesus Fontaine here. We must do the Jesus Fontaine. This is not a joke. Jesus must be revealed more in the Word and in the flow of the Spirit. And we must get intimate with Him. And for that to start, the whole church must be Jesus Fontaine. The Word must be taught differently. How many of you understood me into understanding the prophetic? My greatest assignment of preaching here today was to reveal whether I'm a true prophet or false. How many verses did I quote it? Yes, so that I give you something to add on. Next time when a person says he's a prophet, don't be moved. Even witch doctors can give you a surgical pinpoint accurate prophecy under the influence of demons. And not all are demon possessed. Some, there was an old saying when a person is not mentally well, they'll say he needs to go to Vescopis. What's Vescopis? Yes! Even around us, black people will say, aye, that one is a Vescopis material. Now, you got to understand how we seek attention. It's not always the case that people are having covenants with Satan. No. We've got unmet needs. We've got all those things. We've got many challenges. I'm strongly sensing that there are people here who are prophets. And I'm here to rebuke a specific spirit. And when I leave here, God is going to reveal himself in a very scary way. Right in this church. And amongst, I prayed for you. Whoever came in here is going to flow in the prophetic in a very scary way. And you won't fake it. The Lord will visit you. But you must know the dynamics of the prophetic. It starts with what? You're going to be excited to know the word. And in the midst of that, God will set up an appointment with you. Without you knowing. And you got to understand how God speaks. He's not going to come while you are in your juvet and say, oh my God. God doesn't love playing horror movies. Yeah? You know what God is going to do? God is going to wait for you to sleep. This is how God comes. He will come in with you asleep. And that sleep which you sleep like a baby, he causes you to sleep and start speaking with your spirit man. And he will impart the word. He will impart the word. He will talk to you. And then, when you open up your Bible the following day, you don't know who came to your bedroom while you were sleeping. And you'll start seeing verses connecting. At times, God will deal with me and do impartation. And I'll say, Father, give me the pulpit to share this. And Harry will send a WhatsApp. I'll say, oh. So, this whole thing you've been sharing with me at night, you imparted to me while I was asleep, it belongs to Harry's church. And Holy Spirit said, yes. Go and teach them. I'll ask, why? He said, they were confused by their own. And there's sort of a rift and hatred. I want you to diminish this. Now, I caused you to sleep, did impartation, shed the word to you. Did I hear God speaking? No. No. He doesn't speak audibly with me. Otherwise, I'll wake up and run away. God is not like that. He was speaking to my spirit man, imparting the word, imparting revelation, imparting the word. Because my spirit man is older than my flesh. And my spirit man can live for eternity. Or live forever in hell. Now, he was imparting into my spirit man. And then after that I said, no. Daddy, you visited me last night. What was the issue of last night? He said, I was imparting your teaching. Holy Spirit. Okay. And then, the teaching, somebody will call you to come and teach it. Then, what must I do? Must I study the Bible? No. If I study the Bible, I'll miss it. He imparted it. I must just appear before you as if I did Bible study. And I must come with my cell phone, not with my Bible, because I don't know what God said. Many things which are mysterious, He set them in my spirit man. And when I stand here, when I say Jesse Fontaine, it was because my spirit man was transmitting what that night Holy Spirit was imparting. And this same thing, the Lord said, you must transfer it, because this is a prophetic church. The devil confused the prophetic for them not to believe in prophets anymore. Nor trust them. And go and restore the confidence they lost in my prophets. And go and teach them how to flow into the prophetic. And everyone who's gonna attend that church is into the prophetic. You're not going to handpick people. I've selected them. And those who are not prophets won't be interested in coming. No, see you. It's me who did that. I want you to talk to a specific group, and I want to break the confusion in the church as far as the prophetic is concerned. 2021 to 2022, 15 September 2021 to 15 September 2022, the whole year never ate, fasting and prayer. And I did not suffer. I was enjoying being taught, being schooled by the Holy Spirit, the impartation and everything. Now, what's happening with you is this. The Lord is going to talk to you differently. And the basis of God speaking is the word. And the impartation thereof must be introduced by a person who knows how God speaks. Let me show you. Let me give you the last version of the verse. Eli and Samuel, they were sleeping together. God came in and spoke. And then he was speaking to the little Samuel. But Eli was close and he could not hear God. And he said, are you talking to me? He said, no, I'm not talking to you. Sleep. He slept. God spoke to him again. Is that you again? He said, let me use experience. Maybe it's God speaking to this little boy. He said, okay, next time you hear that voice, say, Lord, speak, I'm listening. And then God spoke. He said, Lord, speak, I'm listening. Then God started talking to him. Why? Because God's voice is private and confidential, no matter how close you are to each other. I feel there's a fractured prophetic movement in this church. And it's supposed to have been moving in power. Do you have a, what do you call this? Do you have a healing ministry in here that visits hospitals for transplant of organs when they pray for people? There are things that you missed out. There's supposed to be people who are praying for transplant of organs when they lay their hands on people. Kidneys will grow. But Uzbella knows how I used to function, or how I function in healing. How I pray for one man by the name of Deacon Marty. He died the following day. They phoned me and said, Abi, so and so is dead. We want you to give the last prayer. And I just told them, put the phone on the ear of the corpse. And I spoke to him that you are a sinner, man. You're going to hell, come back. He came back to life. Yeah, he said, where's that pastor? When he came back. He said, a pastor dressed in white. And I was not wearing white. It was my spirit man. He called me from a queue where I was going to be judged. But we were going to the judgment. I was on the queue. They said, that pastor is calling you, a slender pastor. He came back to life. He's a preacher and is a pastor now. One day he'll come here and share that encounter with you. Now listen, organs must grow. Some people don't need dialysis. They don't need that kidney anymore. They need a new one from heaven. So now, it starts with you knowing Jesus first. And it moves into the prophetic. You got to understand the prophetic. We can't undo the prophetic. We can't be overcautious of the prophetic. It doesn't mean if people made mistake, we must be overcautious. You are prophets, all of you here. You just did not know how it manifests, how it starts. It starts from the word. And the word must take you to intimacy with Christ. What did I teach you right now? Who did I reveal? Didn't I reveal Christ? In a very different way. Didn't I? Very exciting way. How many are saying, my spirit is so excited? It was not your spirit only excited. When Holy Spirit spoke to me on my bed, he was already exciting you about the coming word. Come on. You are listening to this sermon I'm preaching for the second time. Not for the first time. For the... When Holy Spirit did the impartation, he started preparing you. It's just that you don't understand. That day when you received the word I'm teaching you, you were excited. You were filled with joy and you did not know why. Now you waited for the connection of the impartation. That's why Daddy Harry brought me here. This is Jesus Fontein. I don't want... Daddy Harry is more of an apostle. I'm into the prophetic. That's how we work together. But I feel there's a fractured wing here that must be restored. The prophetic doesn't betray the word. And in the prophetic, you are going to be taught the word differently. Because you must not doubt your story. A cross, just a cross of Jesus, you are going to explain it differently from any other person. Not from a person who's Googling and preaching to you. No, a person who was with he who bent the cross visited him. Each time when a prophet is visited, prophets are the ones who brought the pulpit and the teaching from the Old Testament. The word will be taught. And then after that, it's the prompting of the word which will start introducing a gift of prophecy. You'll start prophesying people accurately because the gift is prompted by the power of the word. And now, the gift is not that of a thing. The office of a prophet is the main thing. Because according to the Bible, everyone can prophesy. Even those who are not prophets. But when you are not going to function on the gift only. You are going to function on the gift and the... Let me give a plain example. After church service of... Which day Polokwane had the heaviest rain of them all in history and cars were swept away? This week, no? Saturday. Is it Saturday? The heaviest one. No, it started on Sunday. I was inducting my other two prophetess that, you know what, I want to teach you how to cause a rain to fall. Now, I took them that, you know what, you must be very smart. You must know geography before you know angels. For you to have a good rain, the ocean must give what? A good pressure. Come on. Is this not geography? Now, it is just a ordinary Sunday after church. Now, I said, let's go buy, I told him, let's go buy, what do you call this? Ocean Salt at Pick and Pay. I want Ocean Salt. And then now, let's tell angels who are working with us in the prophetic to give us a good ocean pressure before Kaiser Chiefs and Galaxy. Is it Galaxy or what? Not Galaxy. Kaiser Chiefs and that one from Royal AM. Before Kaiser Chiefs and Royal play at Peter Mokaba, we are going to pour kosher salt at the stadium because I saw a blood path of black and white, Boers and white people killing each other. And it was a very huge thing. And we wanted to disrupt it. And we wanted to send a strong message to hell that rubbish, we don't want to see it in this place because we are prophets here. Now, the only way to disrupt it is to cause a rain to destroy whatever is already sent from hell. All demons that are sent in Polokwane to start a racial conflict which will be all over the news, all over the world. Now, this is the prophetic. Now, we have to do a prophetic action. He knows it. Dr. Harry knows it. Now, we took salt. Is it salt necessary? Yes, I just wanted Indian Ocean to give me pressure. And then who's going to Indian Ocean? Angels. From where? My office, not from heaven. From my office as a prophet. They had to go there. Which department are they? They are on weather, pattern change, and all those things. Then they had to stir it up. And that rain had to be what? A prophetic sign of the blood of Jesus all over Polokwane. Instead of Polokwane sinking in racism, it must sink under the blood. And then after that rain, that storm will have ended. You still need to know deeper things, but you cannot go deeper into the prophetic if you don't know he who started the prophetic, Jesus Christ. It starts with what? The weight. And the weight must stimulate what? Intimacy with Christ. Intimacy with Christ will introduce who? Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit will do what? Ordain your prophetic office before your prophetic gift. It doesn't start with a prophetic gift. It starts with what? The prophetic office. Which has what? People's needs, likes, and wants. There's a department there that deals with that. Now, Hannah's prayer. Hannah's prayer. You know Hannah, that one who prayed for a child? Who silenced her prayer? It's the prophet. He said, may the Lord of Israel answer your prayer and your need. And the Bible says her face glowed. She glowed in her face and she fell pregnant. Who was involved in that? A prophet. Why? God ordained a prophet. God is not prophesying to people like, go tell them this. Go tell Margaret that. Go tell... Oh, it doesn't work like that. Many people think Holy Spirit will just say, go do this. And go do it. No, it's not going to do that. The word, the sword will be inside your office. Inside your office. And some prophecies are not from God. They are from your office. And they are aligned with the word. Like Samuel prophesying Hannah. God never said to Samuel, Eli to Hannah. God never said to Eli, prophesy that she'll be pregnant. When the man of God spoke, his office connected with heaven for the release of a miracle. The woman with an issue of blood, Jesus never waited for God to speak. She touched and got healed. When you talk about an office, it's like the office of a president. It has different departments. Next time when I come here, I want you to be anchored into the prophetic in a very deep way. When you go to a spiritual warfare, it's a department in the office of a prophet. When you cause a rain to fall, a department into the office of the prophet. When you deal with the needs, the likes of, and the wants of people, a department. When you deal with healing and deliverance, it's health department. Which office the prophetic office. It's not, can I prophesy you? Everybody can do that. Even witch doctors can do it better than you. Using the set eye of the devil himself. Right? Now, we understand each other. Prophets. The first thing to excel on is the weight. You know, nothing will bring you close to God than the weight. You don't need experiences. You don't need to fall and, you know, somersault and fall until you go out falling, until you go out by the gate rolling, feeling fire all over. You know, those things come and they go. You must be, you need something to anchor you. You know, I love the thing Mama Kheri baked for me. When I break the fasting, what do you call it? That cake of the burakos. What do you call it? The millibrood. I love that thing. Millibrood. You know, after eating millibrood, you feel you are full. Sometimes you eat ice cream and you feel nice. You feel, it tingles your taste bud, but it doesn't anchor you. You see? That's what happened when you have an experience of the Holy Spirit. It's like you just, ice cream. And then after that, what have you benefited? Is there anything that you grew? How many times have you fell down? No, the word will introduce what? Dimensions. Tell your neighbor, dimensions. It starts with what? The weight. Today you know the cross points where? Underneath. There are things underneath. There are things on earth. There are things in heaven. As far as the east is from the west. You understand the cross better. Right? You are being prepared to prophesy. Daddy Harry, I want to minister to the prophets. Prophets, come here. None of you will prophesy. You are going to prophesy. No one will prophesy here. It starts with the weight. You flow in the weight. You move in the weight. And then now, when you go and move into the prophetic prayers, they will be weight based. Right? And then everything you will do is going to be weight based. Now listen to me very carefully. Listen to me very carefully. The reason why I'm calling you as prophets is this. South Africa needs extraordinary supernatural assistance just to survive. It's beyond load shedding. It's beyond an underperforming economy. There are spiritual forces at play. Now, the only way for us, all of us, to reverse this thing is to raise the prophetic office. And you'll start seeing things. But before you see things, you must see the weight.